The World Trade Organization has given the green light to the most costly trade sanctions against any member ever, and the targeted country is the United States. The WTO had already ruled against the U.S. and agreed with the European Union that American tax breaks aimed at helping companies export are illegal. Today, it backed the Europeans again over the size of the penalty. NPR's Kathleen Schock reports.
This is a big one. If they wanted to, the Europeans could now hit the U.S. with $4 billion in trade sanctions. That's 20 times bigger than any penalty the WTO's handed out before, according to Bruce Stokes, a fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
And it's really a slap in the face to the United States, because $1 billion would still have been a very imposing burden and would have forced us to change our law. But a $4 billion penalty, it seems to me, is a in-your-face to the United States.
And if the Europeans actually went through with all the sanctions, Stokes says, it could rattle the Atlantic Partnership in ways no one wants to contemplate.
We have to be very clear about this. This is the equivalent of nuclear war in trade war terms.
And for that reason, most analysts expect Europe to hold back, in the hopes that the U.S. will fix the problem. European External Affairs Commissioner Chris Patten hinted as much today at a meeting of EU foreign ministers.
It's our concern to have everybody playing by the rules. It's our concern to minimize the fallout from problems with our biggest trading partner. And my colleague Pascal Lamy will be following this up with his opposite number, Bob Zelik. They've got a good personal relationship, and I'm sure they'll be able to find a way through.
But even with a giant penalty looming, finding a way through won't be quick or easy. In fact, the U.S. has tried repeatedly to tweak its tax system to make it more palatable to the WTO. And each time, it's failed. The basic problem, according to trade expert and author Gary Huffbauer, is that the global trading rules treat tax systems differently, and some better than others. Every industrialized country beside the U.S. relies on a so-called value-added tax.
A value-added tax is a tax based on the total amount of the firm's wages paid, interest paid, and profits earned. And it's a flat rate across that, typically 10 to 15%.
Companies that pay value-added taxes and then export their products get rebates. That helps them keep prices low and orders coming in. That's okay, according to WTO rules, but it puts American exporters at a disadvantage. So decades ago, the U.S. rejiggered its own income tax system, charging a lower rate to companies that export. That's not allowed, and that's why the U.S. is in trouble. Fred Bergsten, who heads the Institute for International Economics, faults the rules.
There's really a fundamental problem in the international trade rules themselves, and I'm afraid we're never going to satisfactorily and definitively resolve this problem until we negotiate a change in those rules.
But, of course, other countries like the rules the way they are. So Bergsten says the U.S. will have to comply with them somehow. Lawmakers don't want to simply drop the special tax benefits for exporters, but the WTO says they must, according to Bergsten.
And so I'm afraid they will not be able to find a perfect match to take care of the problems of exporters. It'll have to be a fix for broader U.S. corporate problems, and some individual firms will inevitably lose out, and some will probably gain a bit as a result of the trade-off.
And while the Europeans want to see changes in U.S. law, Bergsten says there's no way the U.S. will be able to make these complicated and likely controversial reforms until well after the November election. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.